We're doing Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avot, and we're at the conclusion of this Mishnah in which Hillel discusses that things taken to the excess have a negative impact. Too much corpulence will lead to much vermin. Too much assets will lead to much worry. Too many wives would lead to much aphrodisiacs. Too many servants would lead to promiscuity or to theft. But too much Torah would lead to much life. Too much wisdom will lead to much tranquility, to much peace. And now we're up to Kana Shem Tov, one who has acquired a good reputation. Kana Latzmo, has acquired for himself. We'll define that in a minute. So that was just a review. I can't go back into the beginning of the Mishnah. Kana Shem Tov, Kana Latzmo. You'll notice, by the way, that Shlomo HaMelech said, Yosif Da'at, Yosif Machov. The more you know, the more you suffer. Kana Shem Tov, Kana Latzmo. Back to where we're holding in the Mishnah. He who has acquired a good name has acquired to himself. Ki Hashem Tov Latzmo, Hu Lo Yenichenu L'Acharim. A good reputation is your own. You don't leave it to anyone else. It's yours. Hevech min amaben nechasim. It's the antithesis of he who has much assets. Ki bimoto yazvem ve'elech v'lochem darikamim. Because in acquiring much assets, well, when the person passes on, he leaves the assets to his inheritors. Where you find, you buy a good name, that doesn't go over to your kids. You can be a great guy, and then when your son comes along, people will say, I wonder what type of person he is. Akavya ben Mahalalel was lying on his deathbed, and his son said to him, Dad, tell your friends I'm a good person. And Akavya said, Ma'asecha yekarevucha, u'ma'asecha yerachkucha. Your own actions will either bring you close or distant to the other rabbis. It has nothing to do with my say-so. You will define your own reputation. So people think, if I'm the son of so-and-so, that's great. Maybe, but maybe not. People are suspect. So Kana Shem Tov, in acquiring a good name, you've really acquired for yourself. That's not something that'll be transferable to others. Kana lo divrei Torah, kana lo chayei olam haba. The conclusion of the Mishnah, he who has acquired the words of Torah has acquired the world to come. We move on to the disciple. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mi'ilel u'mishamai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai learned by Hillel and Shammai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was the leader in the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, it says in Avos to Rabbi Nosson, in editions, I think it's the French edition, it's not the standard edition, that when Hillel was lying on his deathbed, he asked, are all the students present? And they said, yes. He said, even the little one? They said, no. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was that little one. He said, I'm not giving my final will and testament till he is present. Hillel foresaw that he would be the leader of the Jewish people. And in fact, he was. He made many important institutions with the foresight, the understanding that we're entering a new era in Jewish history. That's the brilliance of a good leader. Times are changing, and he senses for the long run that times are changing. Very often we hold on to the past. We like to imagine that the past will be the future. And sometimes there's tremendous change, like the destruction of the temple. The Jewish history would be forever changed. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who recognized it on the moment and made live institutions. On the moment he made institutions to ensure that the Jewish people would last beyond the destruction of the temple. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai received his tradition from Hillel and Shammai. Hu haya omer, he used to frequently say, Imasita Torah harbe, if you've accomplished a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova latzmecha. Don't give yourself a lot of credit. Ki lechach notzarta, because that's why you were created. That's the purpose of your creation. And then the Mishnah goes on to the disciples of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai and the nicknames he would give them. We will continue there next week, God willing. Let's see the Rabban Yonah on the beginning of the Mishnah and then We'll leave the remaining part of the Mishnah for next week. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel milelu mishamai, hu haya omer im asita Torah harbe al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. Ve'adayin ata betchila umatai tasik ad ha'emtza ve'ad ha'sof. Don't give yourself credit because you're just a beginner. Who knows, will you ever reach the middle or the end? Ki ha'Torah arukah me'eretz midah rachava min hayam. The Torah is so broad, it's broader than all of earth. It's wider than the sea. And mankind, a human being, will never be able to encompass Torah completely. And man is so distant from accomplishing, from mastering Torah. How could a person give himself credit? He's yet to accomplish 1,000th, a tenth of a percent of what he still has to accomplish. This was the purpose of your creation. The sole reason God created you, says Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, is for you to accomplish Torah. So that's another good reason not to give oneself so much credit for the accomplishments of Torah, because that's the reason you were created. Very good. So you're doing what you're here for. This is similar to someone that has a debt and he comes and pays his debt. Do we all applaud him and say, way to go, you're a great guy, you paid what you owed? No, he said, of course, you're supposed to pay what you owe. This same concept applies to the performance of mitzvos. Even if a person has accomplished many mitzvos, one should bear in mind that that's his debt. That's really what he's supposed to do in this world. So that's kilekach notzarta. That's what you've been created for. So a person is tempted to say, what if I'm a convert? I was created to do the seven Noah laws. I wasn't, you know, I've done above and beyond. So I got bad news for you. The Talmud says that God loves Geirim, and that their soul is a special soul from the time of creation. And that from the time a ger is born, God is waiting and saying, when will you get here already? I'm waiting. So it's not that way. We don't have that excuse. A person couldn't say, hey, I could have gotten away with the seven Noahites, because it says, the Talmud says the other way. It says that God has a special place, so to speak, in his heart for gerim, and that they would not get away with life just keeping the seven Noahide laws. In heaven, there's an expectation, there's even a demand of a ger where God says, I'm waiting for you. So this was meant for the people who already converted. Those who are still in the gear process have to decide if they're one of those people that God's waiting for. That's their call, not mine. But after a person has converted, then it's important to know that we don't have that excuse. That once you've made the move, then you've proven that you were in God's planning from the beginning.